Scandalous Lies by Nigel May, read by Ava Blair for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Hell's Canyon, California. Daytime. The heat was intense. The sun still burning lava bright in a one-colour tapestry of the purest idyllic blue, despite the late hour of the afternoon. Clouds non-existent, as a monotonous heat continued to blur the lines where horizon introduced itself to sky. The ground, shouting a natural desire to be quenched by the waters of the heavily depleted river nearby, had its request left unanswered as its skin began to crack. An aging process no imminent meteorological surgery was likely to repair. Shriveled plants, those that had survived the brutal heat of one of the fiercest summers on record so far, were only moments from oblivion, a death that would be a welcome one to their moisture-searching veins. Any furry inhabitant that had once scurried across the canyon floor was either long gone in a hunt for food or showed the idiocy of their tardiness by now remaining as no more than a skeleton. Mother Nature was a bitch, and despite the beauty of the canyon and the surrounding area for most of the year, at that precise moment the globe of raging white embellished above the canyon was a dangerous one. A lethal one. Nothing could survive. Unless, of course, you were currently opening the heavy curved door of a floor-to-ceiling fridge-freezer combo within the confines of your air-conditioned RV and reaching for a chilled bottle of Moët & Chandon B-Cuvée Dry Imperial, one of six housed within the confines of the chiller. At a cost of nearly a grand each, these were diamond-dipped bubbles, fizz that could extinguish even the most barbarous sunshine. In that case, then survival was easy.
"A sneaky peek to put you in the mood?" asked Foster Hampton, pushing his blonde surfer dude curls. Pure Bondi Beach, even though it was British blood that ran through his veins, away from his eyeline as he reached for the bottle. The whirl of chilled air from within the fridge enveloped his naked skin as he stood, bottle in hand, and faced his lover, lying on the double bed on the other side of the road vehicle.
"You should turn back around and show me that peachy backside of yours again. I was enjoying the view from over here," answered Mitzi Bidgood. "It's something I will never tire of. It should be added to every British female tourist's itinerary for a road trip across America. Mount Rushmore, Dollywood, Golden Gate Bridge, and Foster Hampton's bubble butt. A pink, glowing spectacle of an arse, a wicked wonder of the world. The tourist board can make a fortune in ticket sales. Not that I'm keen to share it with any passing yank, though, to be honest. That rump is mine. All mine. The view from this angle is totally appetizing," remarked Mitzi, pointing towards the sizable pendulum of meat currently rising to attention between Foster's legs.
"And what, to answer your question, makes you think for one orgasmic moment that I am not already in the mood?"
Foster smiled as Mitzi spread her naked legs and dipped the finger she'd been pointing at his cock into the fleshy wet folds of her pussy. The weapon between Foster's legs rose to its full length, blood flooding through it with anticipatory desire.
"Now, pop that cork, pour me something beautiful, and bring that body of yours into this bed right away. Mitzi needs some loving after that long drive today. I assume we have all night?"
"We are going nowhere until dawn," Foster replied as he poured the champagne, a flow of frothy bubbles rising to the rim and cascading down the body and stem of the glass and onto the tiles below his feet. "I did not drive the entire length of this canyon in this monstrosity to just turn around and head back out again. There aren't many cars that can make it this far, so we might as well make the most of our surroundings and the fact that we're the only ones around for miles. Not that I'm going out in this heat. The dashboard thermometer says it's about 113 degrees Fahrenheit. That's way too hot, even for a beach-loving boy like me."
It was true.